This is BBC Radio 4. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Monday the 16th of December. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. High, Western France, 1041, expected Switzerland, 1036, by 1800 on Monday. A new low expected 300 miles west of Fitzroy, 999, by the same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, westerly 7 to severe gale 9, veering northwesterly 5 or 6 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. West or southwest 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight, west 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in Fisher, rain at times, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, Thames, west or southwest 5 to 7, fair, good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, west 5 or 6, backing southwest 4 or 5, showers, good. Biscay, southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in south, fair, good. Trafalgar, easterly or southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in far southeast, showers, good. South Fitzroy, southeasterly 4 to 6, veering southerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in west, rain or showers later, good, occasionally moderate. North Fitzroy, Sole, southwesterly 3 to 5, backing southerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in west, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, southwest backing south later 4 to 6, fair, good. Shannon, southwest 4 to 6, backing south 5 to 7, showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Rockall, west or southwest 6 to gale 8, backing south 4 to 6 later, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Malin, southwest 6 to gale 8, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, westerly or southwesterly 7 or gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 except in far south, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Bailey, west 7 or gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fair Isle, East Faroes, westerly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. West Faroes, Southeast Iceland, westerly 7 or gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, but becoming variable 2 to 4 in northern Southeast Iceland. Squally, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Now, weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, west southwest 6, rain 3 miles, 1016, rising slowly. Stornoway, west 5, recent precipitation, 12 miles, 1011, rising more slowly. Lerwick, west by north 7, 11 miles, 1001, rising. Wick Automatic, west northwest 6, 7 miles, 1008, rising more slowly. Lucas, west by south 7, more than 38 miles, 1013, rising slowly. Boomer, southwest by west 5, 19 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Bridlington, west by south 5, 1021, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west by south 7, 11 miles, 1,029. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west by south 5, 1,032, rising slowly. Jersey, west-southwest 3, recent drizzle, 6 miles, 1,036, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west-southwest 5, 11 miles, 1,035. Scilly Automatic, west by south 4, recent drizzle, 14 miles, 1,035, falling slowly. Milford Haven, west by south 5, recent drizzle, 15 miles, 1,031, now falling. Aberporth, southwest by west 5, recent precipitation, 6 miles, 1,030, now falling. Valley, southwest 4, 8 miles, 1,027, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, west by south 6, mist 3 miles, 1,026, now falling. Valencia, southwest by south 2, 12 miles, 1,030, now rising. Ronald's Way, southwest by west 5, 15 miles, 1,024, now falling. Malin Head, west southwest 6, mist 4 miles, 1,020, now falling. Macrihanish Automatic, west southwest 6, 6 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. And finally, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, a strong west to southwesterly airflow covers the United Kingdom, with gales affecting Scottish waters at times through Monday. Many northern waters will also see spells of rain before all areas then see a band of rain move eastwards overnight on Tuesday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in north, then decreasing 3 to 5 later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Westerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5 in north. Rain at times in north, good, occasionally moderate in north. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or southwest 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first, fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Westerly 4 to 6, backing southwesterly 3 to 5 later, mainly fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West backing southwest 3 to 5, fair, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, fair, good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Southwest 5 or 6, occasionally 4 later, fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwest 5 or 6, decreasing 4 at times later, fair, good. Isle of Man, west or southwest 5 or 6, fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Southwesterly 5 or 6, increasing 7 at times in north, mainly fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly backing southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first near the Mull of Kintyre, fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southwest 6 to gale 8, occasional rain at first in north, otherwise showers, good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times in south, decreasing 2 to 4 later in north. Occasional rain or drizzle, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, west 6 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, then decreasing 4 or 5 later, showers good. And that completes the shipping bulletin.
The new series of Add to Playlist on BBC Radio 4.
Revealing diverse musical links.
Across every style and period. Out of all the music ever recorded, where do you want to begin our journey?
Each week we invite musical guests to help us compile the playlist.
The saxophonist Jess Gillam and the songwriter Richard Stilgo are our first guests.
She was recording that in Studio B. Next door in Studio C was Joni Mitchell.
They swapped studios because she liked the piano for this song.
The new series of Add to Playlist.
With me, Anna Phoebe.
And me, Jeffrey Boachie.
On Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Friday evenings at 7:15.
At 1GMT, this is Chris Barrow with the newsroom. Devastation in the French overseas region of Mayotte as Cyclone Chido flattens entire settlements.
We've got nothing left. The wind's taken it all away.
Israel approves plans to expand settlements in the occupied Golan Heights, despite being illegal under international law. Why are so many drones being sighted across the northeast United States?
The FBI said that they've now had 5,000 calls to their tip line around these drones, but they say that actually most of them, they think, aren't anything suspicious.
Also in the newsroom, another case of suspected alcohol poisoning, this time at a five-star resort in Fiji, as seven people are taken to hospital. And we'll hear about the crisis at one of Sweden's most successful green tech startups that could be damaging the country's green credentials.
Investors that lost money are going to be hesitant to invest again in a similar project in northern Sweden.
This is the BBC World Service. First, the latest news.
This is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Hundreds, possibly thousands of people are feared dead in Mayotte after the French Indian Ocean Territory was devastated by Cyclone Chido. The chief official has warned many deaths may go unrecorded because of the numbers of undocumented migrants living in the destroyed shanty towns. Communication and access to the island remain patchy, but accounts of the storm have been emerging. Jean Bayoz lived through it in the capital Mamoudzou.
What we need right now is help, bottled water, food, medical aid, because even the biggest hospital in Mamoudzou is damaged. Even the search and rescue vehicles are damaged.
France is rushing in rescue workers and supplies to the island. Chido later brought high winds and torrential rains to northern Mozambique. The UNICEF representative in the city of Pemba, Guy Taylor, told the BBC that roofs had been ripped off many houses and infrastructure was severely impacted.
We're concerned in the immediate term about loss of access to critical services, things like medical treatment, schools and clean water and sanitation, which are of course critical to preventing the spread of diseases like cholera and malaria over the longer term.
Water supplies, which are already in a dire state, have been totally cut off in some rural areas and power is intermittent. So far, three people have been confirmed dead in Pemba City. The number of casualties elsewhere is unknown. Syria's de facto leader Ahmed al-Sharaa has met the UN envoy to the country amid international efforts to smooth the transition of power. His rebel group HTS said they'd discuss potential changes to a Security Council resolution that named the predecessor of HTS as a terrorist organisation. The envoy, Geir Pedersen, said he supported lifting sanctions on